My name is Chalmers Johnson. I'm 76 years old, a retired professor from the University of California, where I taught for well over 30 years at both Berkeley and San Diego, primarily in East Asian politics, in the politics of China, Japan, the two Koreas. One of the things that did happen in my life that certainly influenced my recent work, between 1967 and 1973, I was invited by the then director of Central Intelligence, Richard Helms, to become a consultant to the Office of National Estimates of the CIA. These were people brought in from the outside to look over the process of writing the most important intelligence reports that the CIA produced in order to check on myopia, bureaucratism, generalized incompetence. It was interesting, but it also contributed to my view that the United States did not have an intelligence service, that in fact the CIA was the private army of the president, being used for highly dubious, virtually invariably disastrous interventions in other people's countries, starting with the overthrow of the Iranian government in 1953 for the sake of the British Petroleum Company. We declared that the prime minister, elected prime minister of Iran, Mohammad Mossadegh, was a communist. The Pope would have been a better candidate. That is to say, he was simply trying to regain some control over Iranian oil assets, and the British wanted him out and talked Eisenhower into doing the dirty work. This, as I say, has come back in late in life to influence me. Many people have commented that, well, look, you were a cold warrior. And it's quite true. I did believe that the Soviet Union was a menace. I still think so. But then therefore people ask, well, what caused you to change your mind? I mean, you had worked hard on these issues for a long time. It reminds me of a famous crack that the great English economist John Maynard Keynes once made when somebody accused him of being inconsistent. He said, when I get new information, I change my position. What, sir, do you do with new information? The new information that I started getting was, of course, the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. And that is the entire raison d'etre of the American imperial position on Earth had ended overnight in an unforeseen manner, again, evidence that the CIA was more or less worthless, that it couldn't detect that the Soviet Union's economy was coming apart. What struck me was how instantaneously the American government moved to find a replacement enemy. China, terrorism, drug lords, anything, even instability, anything to keep the military-industrial complex functioning and working.